Okay. Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pitchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shainabas Yeshua Falak. How are you doing, everybody? Everyone's there?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
We're here, Baruch Hashem.
Okay, so tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to start the second Shir in Inyanei Mukza. Be'inyanei Mutar Lehanos Ben Hamukza. Are you allowed to get hana from muktzah? In other words, we discussed in the past about is an issa tiltul muktzah? There's an issa, and that is only the rabbanan.
Then there's hello, Rabbi.
Yes. Hello.
Ed Morgenstern, how are you?
Yeah, hi. And then there's an issa of achilas muktzah, like a base of shenolda. And now the question is, what about getting hana from muktzah? In other words, benefiting from muktzah.
A rabbi?
Yeah.
Would, like, just moving something out of the way, is that considered hana?
You know, we'll see. What is hana? Sitting on a rock? You know, putting your...
What if you need to get to something else that's not muktzah by moving something muktzah out of the way?
Yeah, so that's a shail of tiltul muktzah. That's, well, you're being metaltal muktzah, so metaltal muktzah is aser.
What if it's inside your house?
No, so there are opinions that say you can move muktzah like with your foot or something like that.
Okay.
Begufo, not with your hands. So... But so let's learn a little of the Gemara and then we'll see where to go from there. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Chavtes Amar Aleph. Melody. Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Chana Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Omer Mesikin BeKalin Vein Mesikin BeShivlei Kalin. There is on Yodif, if you're making a fire, it's already lit from before, and you want to put. You know, say you want to put wood into the fire. So say you have a wooden pot or something like that. So you could use a kalim and put it into the fire. Masikin b'kalim. V'ein masikin b'shivli kalim. So the Gemara says, kalim is adlik l'porto havli shivli kalim. V'chi mahapach can be surka mahapach. In other words, so what is this idea that you can mesikin b'kalim v'lo b'shivrei kalim? In other words, if a kli gets broken on Yontif or on Shabbos, it's called shivrei kalim. So now it's no longer useful for its original purpose, right? So so it's like a new thing. It's no, if it's like Rav Shecht always says, if something changes its use. For if somebody changes his use for in the middle of Shabbos, that's muktzah because it changes. So if something was a kli in the beginning of Shabbos and then got broken into shivrei kalim, now it's no longer useful as a kli. So then it changed its use. That's muktzah. So if you have a keli, right, and you throw it into the fire, that's okay, because it's a kli, so it's not muktzah. But say, in the middle of Shabbos, it broke the kli, and now it's shivrei kalim, so that's muktzah. So then you can't throw that into the fire.
You can't throw things into the fire on Shabbos anyway.
No, on Yontif,
Yontif.
So mesikin b'kelim... So you could add to the fire with a kli, but not with a shever kli. That was if it became a shever kli on the middle of Yontif. Because then a shever kli is muktzah. So mesikin b'kelim, vein mesikin b'shivle kelim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but kevan the adlik b'hu porta, but if you put a kli into the fire, it's going to become a shever keli in the fire. and then it's going to become mikzah. Came into Adlik Huporta, Havali Shiver Kalim. And then when you're going to stoke, obviously the idea is you're going to still stoke the fire, and then you're stoking mukzah. V'chi kamahapech bisur kamahapech. So the Gemara says, so how do you do that? You're being metalto mukzah. So the Gemara says, Kirav Masna Domer Rav Masna Amarav Eitzim Shenoshlum Menadekel Letonor. If wood gets detached from the tree in the middle of Yontif and comes into the Tanur, so you mavatal it. Marba aleim eitzim and umasikan. So the same thing over here, that the keli that's going to become a shever keli, but then there are other pieces of wood there. So since it's sort of like going to be batal with the other pieces of wood, then it's okay. But the idea being that the keli is not muktzah, and then when it becomes muktzah, it'll become batal, and then you could stoke when it's batal. So the Rashba on page 2 writes ki adli reporta havli sheva keli ki kam hapik misur kam hapik mikan nirali. She'ein osur lahanos min hamuktzah. In other words, you're not allowed to eat muktzah, you're not allowed to move muktzah, but to get hanah from muktzah is okay. To benefit from muktzah. Why does he say that? Tokasha lehechem mahapechu. In other words, the Gemara's kasha is, how does he stoke the coals? It's muktzah, chlomash osur l'taltel, bari lo mahapechu. But if he wouldn't be moving stoking the wood, and he would be cooking with it, and he wouldn't be stoking, even though he's getting benefit from the wood, that's muktzah. Havu bishatav shil mizbashel bo ein bekach klum. It's not going to be a problem. Why? Because it's muktzah, but there's no, who says there's any Isser hanor from muktzah. Muktzah might be osir bachila, hechinu, asher yaviu, like we saw last week. Muktzah might be osirat betiltul. But benefiting from muktzah, meaning there's muktzah wood, pieces of wood that got broken in the middle of Yontif, right? So they're muktzah, they change their form, but they're benefiting you because now you're able to cook. So that's not a problem. The isser is to metaltel or the muktzah, to move it, or to eat it, like beitza shenolda, and you go ahead and eat the beitza. Hafilu yishtamish bo biyadayim. Say, for example, you have the pieces of wood, and you're making a fire with them. In other words, you had a pre-existing light, and then you put that fire onto these pieces of wood, which are pieces of wood that got broken on the middle of Shabbos, or the middle of Yontif. So you're benefiting biyadayim olismoch kari amita afil b'mkomo sheinu mezizu matatlo. Say you have a bed that is wobbly. So you want to put, and you have a stone there, you have a rock there, and you put the bed on top of the rock. So you're getting hanah. You're benefiting from it, but you're not moving it. So that's what he says. As long as you're not moving it, and as long as you're not eating it. Aval hanah haba mimela shaper dami. So that's the yisod of the Rashba. That any hanah from muktzah is not a problem. As long as you don't move the muktzah, and as long as you don't eat the muktzah. But you want to lean on the rock, and you're not moving it. It's a big rock. It's not going anywhere. So that's okay. That's the...
And Achila is also, why?
That was the pasuk from last week. Vechinu asher shayaviu.
Because that's a special
Isra
on Achila.
A special Isra on Achila. Right? Pechinu, the mon, they have to be making it from before Shabbos, and then they could eat it. But if they're not, then it's muktzah. It wasn't mukhan l'achila. I mean, they didn't have in mind for it. So then, it would be Isra to eat the muktzah. And we saw last week, the Chasam Sofer says that it could be even an Isra d'oraisa, perhaps. It could be...
So is Reyach Shaila?
Is Reyach... Well, Kol Mara Reyach Eimo Bishum Me'ila. Right, the Gemara says. So it could be that Reyach is not a Shaila. But he's saying... But Hanoah, that's... But in the end, the Rashba says that Hanoah is permissible. That Hanoah is permissible from Muktzah as long as when you're doing the getting the Hanoah, you're not moving the thing. Okay, let's take a look now in the Shulchan Aruch on page 3, Shin Ches Sivkon Chof Aleph. He says, Avol Nidbach Shalavanim. If you have a bunch of stones, even though you thought about it from before Shabbos, so you were mazmin it in your head, you can't sit on them unless you measured it or something like that. We'll have to see what that means. Unless Sidrum, Rashi, he says here. Unless you masader the stones from before. And then he says that he makes reference to the Sifchof, Charios Shel Dekel. Shekotzin the Strefer Muktzidein. So these are the anafim from the date tree. Then you shekotzitzin, you cut them up l'sreifa. Muktzim him. For ozul taltalim. Because so you're not allowed to be metaltal. Yoshev alei ma'at mibod yom mutu alei shev alei b'shabes kol shekim b'koshun. So he says yechol b'din avonu k'din chariyah s'chein ikar. So let's see the Magen Avraham, the bottom line. So loshon darkei mo yishakosav d'eichil v'adur b'kosav d'yishol b'davka chariyah s'pliga v'al vodim shari d'ein mezizim uktsas page 4 uktsas ma'ash v'keim e'ran k'in yishlo m'das harash. Words, if a person doesn't move the muktzah, he could sit on the muktzah, no question. He says, the charios, those branches, if you're going to sit on them, you're going to move it. So he says, if you have heavy stones, there's no problem. You don't have to do anything. But if you want to tell them, that's a different story. But he writes Mefarish the Magen Avraham, the Muktzah is Mutter Bahana. You can sit on a stone. Say you have a big stone and you're not moving the stone, you could sit on the stone on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham writes Mefarish that it's Mutter Bahana. He writes Mefarish that. But then let's see another halacha. So far we've seen the Rashba writes that Muktzah is Mutter Bahana. So if you're using the Muktzah wood, meaning it was originally, say, in the beginning of Shabbos, it was a table. The beginning of Yom Tov was a table. And then the table collapsed. And now it's garbage. So now you want to take the parts of the table and put it into the fire to be able to cook on Yom Tov. So that's mutter, even though you're using muktzah. But muktzah is mutter bahana. Then he writes on page 5, he says, Pasha ofa akum la'atzma b'shabbos. If a guy bakes bread on Shabbos, yesh osrim v'yesh matirin. In other words, is that considered muktzah or not? Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't edible. In the middle of Shabbos, he baked bread in the middle of Shabbos for himself. And it's all kosher ingredients. So is someone else allowed to eat it on Shabbos? Eat the bread on Shabbos? Pasha offer akum la'atzma b'Shabbos. In other words, la'atzma, meaning he can't, if he makes it for you, then you're not allowed to eat it. Right? But he made it for himself. And it's kosher ingredients. He made it for himself. And he wants to, use it. On, so could a yid eat the bread on Shabbos? So one, he says, yesh osrim v'yesh matirin. So what are the two shitas? Yesh osrim d'havalei nolad. Because it's nolad. Because in the beginning of Shabbos, it was wheat. And then it became edible in the middle of Shabbos. So that's the opinion of Yesh Osrim. And the other opinion, Yesh Matirin, so what's the heter? So that's the next Magen Avraham is that it's Gomer B'day Adam. That since it's going to be baked by the guy, you know that it's coming, so it's not out of your mind. But the same idea that you don't say that. That it's osur yeshvach etzim bepas, because it's not osur b'hano. Well, so now let's take a look. And in the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos, he also writes on page 8 that you can get Hanah from Muktzah. Oh, but now take a look on page 9. Now, the halacha on page 9 is going to be that original Gemara that we discussed about Masikin B'Kalim and Masikin B'Shivre Kalim. So Kalim Shanishbur B'Yodav and Masikin B'Hem B'Nei Shem Nolad. Right? In other words, if you have a Kali that that became Muktzah on Yontif, like the example I gave before, you had a wooden table. In the middle of Yom Tov, it collapsed. So now you want to use the things for to in the to put in the fire. He says, so Kalim Shinisbru is Asa. He says, Nola, the Masikim Kalim Shlaimim. So it says among Ravam, Kalim Shinisbru Yandre Masikim, the Asa Lataltalin. And you can't be Metaltal. So then how are you going to move it to the fire? And even if it's going to be the fire is going to be brought to it, Asa, the Mukta Asa Lahanos Mimenu. Because you can't get Hanor from Mukta, Magad Avram says. So the question is, this is against everything the Magad Avram said till now. The Magad Avram always told us that Mukta is Mutar B'Hanor, right? We saw how many different Magad Avrams that we already see that says it's Mutar B'Hanor. So if it's Mutar B'Hanor, so why all of a sudden is here the Magen Avraham say that that Muktza Asur L'Hanos Mimenu? Right? It's a Pella. Because we saw here that Muktza's Mutar B'Hanor. Right? We saw it a couple of times in the Magen Avraham. And all of a sudden over here he says it's Asur B'Hanor. There's a steer in the Magen Avraham. So it's a steer in the Magen Avraham. So if you look at the Mishnah Brura on page 12, he writes that you can't use kalim that was nishbar on yantif, was his nolad. Kach eimet tatal kalim sarfim kamo shem menuchim sham gam kain aser. The ma'aseh adlach shom shem bekalish and adlach shom adlach shom Ketiltal. So there's going to be a difference of how you're using the Hanor. Take a look at the Alter Rebbe for a second on page 14. Says, if the kalim broke on yontif and they're not functioning for the original function, like the example I keep giving you, have a table and now the table collapses and now it's a bunch of pieces of wood, so it's nolad, so you can't use it for the fire. And even if you're not moving it to the fire, if you're moving it to the fire, then it's tiltal. But even l'sarfa m'mkoman, so muktza osu l'shtamish. So that's the same kasha. When is it osu and when is it mutter? So let's try to understand what that means. Take a look here again on page 16. So he wants to make a chiluk here, the Alter Rebbe on page 16. When do we say Muktzah is Mutar B'Hanor, and when do we say it's not Mutar B'Hanor? So he writes here, he He says the second arrow on page 16. Shem she'osu le'echol as ha'mukta. Kach osu l'ishtamish bo. Afilu tzorach achila. Kalismuch is a kader b'avonim of eitzim ha'muktim. Sh'anohu she'hu nene b'ma she'mishtamish b'mukta. He asur k'achila. Fishtashvishnu eitzim v'avonim z'ur achilosim. So he says, "Bamed v'amru she'osu ma'isim v'guf ha'mukta. Go she'metaltal t'evim lismuch bo ha'kadera. U'she'masik ha'ed... Beitim amuktzim alfi she'enu mezizim imkomum komokum kem she'nosin tachteim eish umavir asam or also maisim guf hamuktzim. In other words, if you're doing something with the guf hamuktzim, in other words, you're not going to move it, but you're going to bring a fire over. So that's going to be that. In other words, what his point is, there's going to be two psa. In other words, we know there's achila of mukta, we know there's tiltul mukta, and now what about hishtamshus b'mukta? Like I said before, the Magen Avraham says you could sit on a rock. You can sit on a rock. It's mukta. But you can sit on it. You're not moving, you're not eating it, you're getting hana. But that's okay. So when is it not okay? When does the Magen Avraham say it's not okay? So he says you have to do a maise beguf hamuktza. Whereas, if there's a fire, say you have a fire, and you put it underneath the muktza, so now the muktza gets burned up. So you did a maise beguf hamukta. So maybe that's considered osir. Av amuta l'shtamish mukta she'ain osu maise beguf kol l'schamim negin amadura anosis me'achsum mukta. Say you have mukta wood and you're putting it in the fire and now you warm yourself up. Or you're using it to use the light. So even though you're getting enough from the mukta, but you're not doing anything with guf hamuktza. So what is he saying here? He's saying a fascinating chiluk. It depends when you are doing a maise beguf hamuktza, you're not doing a maise beguf hamuktza. You're doing a maise with the guf hamukta. So he says, if you're using the mukta, it's in the fire, and now you're using it to have light. You have to have light, so then that's one story. Kol eschamim buto l'shtamish b'muktza she'ino osa shum maisa b'guf hamuktza. Kol eschamim keneged hamedura nasis matze hamuktza ol l'shtamish la'or. Aval pishu nene me hamuktza. Mikol mokom. You're not doing any maisa with the guf hamuktza. So say you're using the muktza to make light.
Would electricity be considered
muktzah?
Or
oil? Would electricity be considered muktzah? I don't know. Electricity is not tangible. It's not.
I'm assuming it travels to the house, on Shabbos.
Right. One second. So he says, so that if you look at the Kuntres Achmon of the Alter Rebbe on page 17, so he says, Kochot Tzrichim, the first word in the line is Tzrichim, in the Kuntres Achmon on the bottom. Tzrichim Chalak ben Yeshiva Gabe Evan, or Lismoch Bakari Amita. She'ena also Shum Maisa Begufa Evan. She'ena Shtamish Begufa Mukhtza. For all Gabe Amukhtza. In other words, if you sit on a stone, so you're getting hana, but you're not doing a maisa to the mukta, because you're just sitting on the mukta. So you're benefiting from the mukta, but you're not doing a maisa to the gufa mukta. When you put the mukta, you put the fire underneath the mukta, so that's doing a maisa to the gufa mukta, because you're consuming up the mukta. Whereas, in other words, when you're sitting on a stone, you're benefiting it. But you're just sitting on the stone. That's not considered doing a maisa to the muktzah. Maisa to the muktzah is like when you're consuming the muktzah. So then, so if you say mukta is being consumed and now you're using it to just for the light. You're not doing a maisa begufa mukta. So then that's okay. But if you're putting if you're putting the fire on the mukta, even though you're not moving the mukta, you're bringing the fire to the wood. But since you're consuming the mukta with the fire, that's considered osa maisa begufa mukta. So he says, and in Halacha Tazayin, he says, "Kshem she'asu lechol osa mukta schachol l'shtam shmo afilu tzorach achila." You know, you want to use mukta to prop up the pot. So you can't do that. V'lochilkul amu beitzim avon and lochul mashkin. Also, the shtam shmo afilu tzorach mukta. B'med v'amu she'asu ma'ase beguf ha'mukta. Whereas if you metaltel the Evan, so you violated tiltal, but then you also violated getting hana from the... If you took a stone, you moved it in the house, and you propped up the pot. So therefore you did a maisa, gufa mukta, then not only did you violate the isser tiltal, you also violated the isser hana. Or if it gets consumed by the fire, that's you did a maisa beguf hamukta. So either by moving the mukta or consuming it. Aval mutar l'shtamish b'mukta she'ein osa shum maisa beguf hamukta. Say that, in other words, there's a fire that's made before yontif, and or during yontif, and what's keeping the fire going is the mukta wood. But you didn't do any maaser. How about you? Then I'm looking to come up and show another meila. She knows that she maaser beguf hamukta. And also, mimena lo gozu al kachafil b'shabbos. In other words, so if you're not doing any maaser, say there's mukta, but you didn't do it. There's no maaser done. There's mukta wood in the fire, so you could warm yourself up there. You could, you know, have light from there. Because you didn't do any maisa beguf hamukta. You didn't move it, and you didn't... And nothing is... You didn't make it being consumed. It's just happening me'elav. So if If there's firewood that's mukta and it's burning me'elav, you didn't do any ma'isa to put the firewood in. So then that's considered mutter. It's only osur b'hana if you do a ma'isa b'guf ha'mukta. And then in the Sefer, yeah, take a look on page 22 from the Tshur Shai. Sh'alti mutar l'haniach b'shabes kovo o bigdo al menorah hamukta. Well, say you have leichter, right? And you want to put, and now it's Shabbos day, the leichter or the candle is all gone. And you want to put something on top of the leichter. I don't know, you want to put your hat on top of the leichter. So is that okay? So he says,
it's
Melech L'Karimita. Yeah, so Melech L'Karimita. One second. So he says it's mutter. It's mutter because there it's even better than somach b'kari amita. I mean here, I mean we're at least the same. He quotes what you said, Rameir, the next paragraph.
Okay.
So also el talta lo ochlo filu shtabish beadaim god locha lismach b'kari amita avahonam b'meila shabedami. I mean the somach b'kari amita al dover hamukta lo choshem avnam amalo b'meila. So Doma Mamish Latoladover al Menorah Hamukta, the Hano Bolo be a dime. So again, the same you sowed. It has to be a dime. Now there's a famous tshuva for the Beis Halevi on page 26. For the tshuva's Beis Halevi, it says, "Amogen Avram Kasav the Shivay Kelim Otsur Lasik Behem." That you can't use Shivay Kelim to get Hana on Yontif. But then the other Amogen Avram say you can. So that's the chiluk. That's the chiluk. Are you doing something beguf hadover or not? Are you doing something beguf hadover or not? And if you take a look here in the Nishma Shabbos with Harfenis, he writes here, "Ma'ul anich afatim l'davar shu mukta." Right? Could you? That was the Tshuva Shai. Could you? If something's mukta. Could you put something on it? Could you put something on the leichter if the leichter is not fire anymore? So he says, so the first thing he wants to say is, "Shabbatim lahanos bin muktzim, mikom mokom bin hishim mini derabbanu, mikom mokom bin lahakom basafik derabbanu, mokom hefsim." So, but then he says, the Beis HaLevi says, you can get Hana for Mukta. And that's what most poskim seem to say. For Kolsha Husak Mukfaha Nohambalo Me'ela Muteris. So Eina Osa Pool of Amukta, the Mikri Shimshim, you will call it Amukta Lidra Halkaka. Yeah, in other words, how can you walk on the ground on Shabbos? You're getting Hanor from the Karka is Mukta. Echut Mutta Lidra Halkaka Gav Shihi Mukta. So he says, because you're not doing a Maisa. But if you're leaning on a rock or you're sitting on a rock, that's not doing a ma'isa b'guf hadavar, because you're not moving it and you're not consuming it. So that type of hanor. So basically, the idea that the poskim are saying is that tiltal is asr, and achil is asr, and hanor, it depends what type of hanor it is. Is it a hanor that you did a ma'isa to the guf, to the muktzah? Or is it a hanor that you didn't do a ma'isa to the muktzah?
So is it an isra hanor, or it just becomes an isra tiltal?
No, it's not an isra. It's an isra hanor.
Hanor with tiltal makes.
So say for example,
the Nishmas Shabbos says it's a tiltal.
That makes it beguf hadavar. But even say, for example, you bring the fire to the muktzah, and you put the fire on the muktzah. You have wood. You have a, right. So you didn't move the muktzah, but you brought the fire there. So you do the ma'isa to the guf hadavar. See, when you're sitting on a stone, you're not doing a ma'isa to the guf hadavar. You're just sitting on the stone. But when you're moving the stone, or you're consuming the stone, then you're doing a ma'isa to the guf hadavar. And then whenever you do a ma'isa to guf hadavar and you're benefiting, so then that's considered
I'm allowed to light the keli, even though later it becomes muktzah during in the middle of the fire.
Yeah, you light the keli.
Because when I lit it, there was not muktzah.
Right.
I am having a nor with a ma'isa. It's because the ma'isa was over already.
One second.
On page 30.
On page 30, let's see. Yeah, one second.
And on the second tour, towards the end of the first paragraph.
Yeah.
Here Dvara Bemishna Brura Mishum the Ma'isa Adloka Shoisabem Choshev Ketiltal.
Yeah. Mishum the Ma'isa Adloka Shoisabem Shadlakas Al Yadav Choshev Ketiltal. So therefore, that's considered a ma'isa b'guf hadavar.
So that's what I'm wondering. The hanor is not the isser, it's back to tiltal.
No. What he's saying is that the tiltal makes the hanor a ma'isa b'guf hadavar. There was an isser tiltal, we know there's an isser tiltal. So we don't need a fancy discussion here. It is a tiltal. So what's the pshat over here that there's an isser tiltal? It is a tiltal. If you tiltal, you violate it. But the question is, now do you violate also an isser hanah? So the yisod that the poskim are saying is whenever you do something to the guf hadavar, then you are violating an isser hanah.
So is you having hanor from a tiltal of muktzah?
Right. I mean, so that makes it that you
can have hanor from muktzah, but you can't have hanor from a tiltal of muktzah.
Right, if the tilt of the muktzah is now causing the hanah, so that's considered nena miguf hadover. Or if even if you didn't metaltel, technically, but you consumed it, so that's also hanah from the guf hadover.
That's a feeling.
So then that's also. So what about the case in the Alter Rebbe that you with the light? He says here on page 17, I'm a mutal ishtamish muksa she'ena osa maisa, shumaisa begufa muksa. Kon lischamim neger ha medura. Hanasis meyatsi muksa, ol ishtamish la oran. Afo pishu nena mea muksa, mikol mokom, kevish anol bolo me'ele, she'ena osa shumaisa begufa muksa. Or hanomi menim. Because when he's getting hanomi, he's not doing any maisa. But go to chachomim, al kakafil b'shamis.
So then there's a difference between the person who lit it and the person who's mischamim?
I don't know if he's meaning that either. One second. Because he's saying...
Because you said you're not allowed to light. Well, you're not allowed to light it. Shivrei Kalim in Kaimon.
Shivrei Kalim.
Also allowed to light them up in Kaimon without moving them.
Yes,
because you have a ma'isa hadlaka. So, but later on, Reuven Shimon could come and have a mischamim. Can I get the madura?
Yeah. Masikim b'kalim, ve masikim b'shivrei kalim. Masik eitzim amuktzim. Mafal pishayim azizim yikomu. Komogim kevim shenosin takteim. Eish mavir sam. Also, ma'isim beguf hamuktza. So, if he's leaving the eitzim b'mkomo, then he's bringing the fire to the eitzim, and now he's going to be able to use the eitzim. So that he's not allowed to do. That's considered because he did a ma'isim beguf hamuktza. If you do a ma'isim beguf hamuktza. To give you hana, that hana is no good. Because you did a meisim beguf hamuktzah. You consumed the, in other words, you didn't move the firewood, but you brought the fire to the firewood. And then you consumed it. So you consumed it, so now you did a meisim beguf hadavar, so that hana is considered asa. But if you didn't do a meisim to the guf hadavar, so what's the case? Is you have a bonfire and it's made out of atzei muktzah. So he didn't do any maisa. So in other words, you have to be mishtamish beguf hadavar. So that means that either you moved it to mishtamish, or you are consuming it to be mishtamish. So even though you didn't move the firewood, but it's being consumed, and now you because it's being consumed, you're using it.
Like in the case of hanging my coat, where he said, if it would be usur, do I have to take it off, or once I put it on, I could leave it?
Yeah. In a chanami. So But it's still, we have to clarify. You're doing a ma'aseh beguf ha-mukta, so you have something mukta, and now you're putting it to the fire there, and now it's burning. So now if you benefit from that, that's asa. So what's the case over here? You had a fire in a fireplace, and say you made it before Shabbos, and you're using it to warm up. So even though you're getting hanof from the mukta, but kevish hanol blow blah blah, so you know there's no mice that was done before from mukta on Shabbos. But you made the bonfire before Shabbos. But if you, as long as you're not doing any mice beguf hadover on Shabbos, then that hana is considered mutter. So I could sit on a rock on Shabbos, so I'm not doing any ma'isa. I'm not doing any ma'isa. Or yontif, whatever. But if I bring the fire to the wood, and now it's being consumed on yontif, so I'm doing a ma'isa on Meguf HaDov and yontif, and I forget Hanoah, so then that's a problem. But if I sit on a stone on yontif, so stone is muktzah, so I did, but I did do a ma'isa beguf hadavus. Ma'isa beguf hadavus means either you have to move the item, or you have to have the item consumed. And as a result of the moving, or a result of the consumption, you're benefiting. Like by masikin b'shivrei kelim. B'kelim or b'shivrei kelim. It's muktzah eventually. It gets destroyed, it's muktzah. But you're not doing any ma'isa. But in the case of the Madura, so the Skamin connected the Madura Nasis Matze Mukta or the Stamish La Oran. Alpha Shanena Mukta become Mokom, Kim Shanola Bale, Shan Sumaisa become Mukta. He's not doing any Maisim. So that's the so that the poskim are trying to say. I'm doing a ma'aseh beguf hadover. Okay, so that's the soul that he's trying to say over here. And if you have to, that there's an issa achila, and there's issa tiltul, and this hanah depends upon how you're getting the hanah. Are you getting the hanah through a maisa or not through a maisa, or through moving, through consuming? That's a maisa. And in the case of the Madura, so you're not doing any ma'isa. Mudul shavu shemukta she'ena also shum ma'isa beguf hamukta gan hetzchamim neged haMadura. Avu pishu nena me'amukta b'kol makom kein shana bolo me'eleha she'ena also shum ma'isa beguf hamukta v'ano mimena. He's not doing a ma'isa beguf hamukta. So he's got to a ma'isa. So maybe, in other words, so like, at least it was done before Shabbat, but he's not doing a ma'isa on Yontif from the Guf from Muktzah, so then that Hanah is Mutter. That Hanah is Mutter. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, so that's the soul that we have from tonight. In other words, to sit on a stone, the stone is muktzah. But you're not doing a maisa. A maisa has to be, you could say I'm doing a maisa, I'm sitting on the stone, but it's not called a maisa because you're not moving it or you're not consuming it.
So if the maid throws the muktzah into the fireplace, what happens then?
If the maid throws the wood into the fireplace on Yontif.
Yeah, she does it every day. She did it today, too.
Yeah, she did it today, too. So, and now what's happening?
Now I'm having a no from it. Am I having a no from a maisa? Because there was a maisa involved.
Yeah. So is that...
Or once it's done, can I cook on it?
On Yontif.
It's not your maisa. Maybe if you told them that Amir Lahak...
All right, so if I did it by mistake, could I cook on it?
Yeah.
Maybe putting the pot on the fire is a maisa.
I think it has to be your maisa. Because if the maid did it, and then you're getting hanah, that's not considered a maisa because the maid did it. You didn't do it.
So if I did it for shogeg,
you did it for shogeg. Okay. Maybe. What to say?
Unless maybe the room was pitch black, and that like lit the light because she threw it on there, then you couldn't be nene from it. Like turning on a light in a pitch dark room.
Right.
To be muksa.
Right. Okay, that's an interesting point. But that's Esau that was saying here. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, so.
Very interesting, Shkaya.
Okay, Bezer Shem, we'll see each other next week, Misyat Deshmaya. We'll continue in Yoni Muksa. Okay, wish everyone a good Shabbos. And again, we thank the Rav for bringing us all together to learn, to continue the Kviyas of Wednesday night of the Shul, to bring it together, to continue, Bez Hashem, we have a Kar Satov to the Shul Heichal Moshe and the Rav Vorhin Shlita. And Bez Hashem, we all have a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.
Beautiful class. Thank you, Rav.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kol Tov.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah. Thank you. Shabbos.
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 Okay, you can come in. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was today. I wasn't there.
Abba, can I?
Thank you. Oh yeah, that's what it said. Yeah. Okay, I was giving a shiur at the moment before. Yeah, so they didn't have the meeting, you think? I don't know. They did, they didn't, it's all good. If they had, it's even better. Nachbasa. Okay, very good. Hold on. Okay, I'll do it.
Do you think the dykeman could take something for yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. What does he mean? He has underwear, he told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's okay?
Yeah. Okay. So he can't wear the same shirt another day?
Okay.
Hello? I was giving a shiur. 11:30 tomorrow, Mezzeh Shem is the Chumash Shiur. in the classroom, 108. Hold on, bye bye. Melanie?
Yeah?
Oh, are you putting him to sleep?
Yeah.
I'm going to send to Elon the thing whenever you want.
How am I
going to
send it?
Oh, yeah, how am I going to send it? That's a good question. We don't have any testes thing. I'll be with you in a second.
No, she has another thing.
So then maybe, Ezra Hagler will try to do it tomorrow.